I'd like to share my thoughts on a new Ohio cookbook at the Public Library of Cincinnati. I love regional cookbooks. My favorites are the small spiral-bound cookbooks published by community groups around the country. Some of my recent additions include one from Port St. Lucie, Florida, Randy Wayne White's Gulf Coast cookbook from Sanibel Island. There's the Citrus Lovers cookbook, Mountain Makin's in the Smokies, and the famous Florida Underground Gourmet. Sometimes there are great stories about the city, like From Black Tie to Black Eyed Peas, Savannah's Savory Secrets. The Junior League of Charleston, South Carolina published Charleston Receipts Repeats with full-color artwork by William Jameson. The first recipe listed is for Lavington Plantation Venison Pâté, which pretty much indicates the high quality of courses throughout the book. Of course, my collection also includes the new Walking Dead cookbook and plenty from NASCAR. I use the one written by Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s mothers the most, Pit Stop and A Southern Kitchen, two moms of racing legends serve up stories and recipes, great down-home recipes with easy ingredients. So I was excited to see the new cookbook, Tasting Ohio, Favorite Recipes from the Buckeye State by Sarah Burr. Great photographs, well-organized and easy to read. I immediately started looking for Cincinnati area recipes. The first one listed was for Cinnamon Angels from Oxford's Sycamore Farms Country Inn and Cinnamon Chip Scones by the 1861 Inn in Batavia. On the next page is a Cincinnati recipe for geta, and then a geta frittata with watercress and apple salad created by the Sleepy Bee Cafe in Cincinnati. These are followed by Yellow Springs Arthur Morgan House's recipe for orange and pecan cinnamon sticky buns with orange cream cheese icing. Doesn't that sound delicious? I was surprised to learn that there's an Ohio Pawpaw Festival in Albany and a recipe for a pawpaw drink. There's a sauerkraut balls recipe from Mecklenburg Gardens, a Polish cucumber salad from Cleveland, and onion bisque made by Murfin Ridge Inn in West Union. This inn sits on 142 acres in Adams County, not far from the Great Serpent Mound. Their recipe for brown sugar cookies is also included in the dessert section. In the main course section, you'll find a recipe from a Findlay Market merchant, Asiago chicken burgers from Debbie's Kitchen, and of course a recipe for Cincinnati chili. One that I'll try sooner than later is for pork loin, provided by the Ohio Pork Council. The recipe states that Kenny and Janet Stiverson are farmers who cook and sell this signature dish at the Ohio State Fair every year. And surprisingly, there's a recipe in the main course section for a sauerkraut German sundae, which is served at the annual Waynesville Sauerkraut Festival. Ingredients include green olives, bacon, sour cream, potatoes, and sauerkraut. A couple of the last recipes are one for popcorn ice cream by Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams in Columbus, and another for peanut butter buckeyes, which is appropriate since the buckeye tree is Ohio's state tree. Suppliers for ingredients, addresses of establishments, and guidelines for the recipes are included in this fun cookbook of Ohio recipes from all over the state. Tasting Ohio Favorite Recipes from the Buckeye State by Sarah Burr is a lovely addition to anyone's kitchen library. You'll find a link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.